Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy V's, what's going on? You know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. and it's time for V's After Dark. That's right. It's your girl, Miss V the Toy Lady. And tonight, I have a special guest co-host. And yes, you guys, before we go any farther, I know y'all going to say, what the hell is that? My phone is text message and I was trying to get the volume turned down. So, yeah. Yes, I love Betty Boo. But I've got my special guest co-host in tonight, Yankee Man 1973 from Twitter. Because we all know I'm going to mess up his last name if I say it. So all I'm going to say is, what's up, Yankee Man, baby?
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, my God. Y'all know that I can't get shit right, especially on Tuesday night.
By the way, I'm going to help you out right now because I've had this problem throughout all my life about my last name, so don't feel bad. My last name is Acevedo. That's A-C-E-V-E-D-O, so James Acevedo. I've been called Avocado. I've been called Haiti Vito. I've been called Asshole Vito. So, you know, I've heard my last name chopped up a lot. So, I appreciate the – although it would have been funny to hear how you would have said it, though.
Y'all know I ain't going there. I got into them.
Listen, you say it. I'm the host. You're the guest host, co-host. Remember that. So you say it.
I ain't getting ready to go there. But guys, for all you guys listening, if you don't know, I've been putting out for the past couple of months that I'm looking for a co-host for this show. And for the next, you know, minute or so, we're going to have co-hosts coming on. You know, you guys are going to be, like, giving feedback on the co-host, so y'all didn't know that. It's not all about who I want. It's about who you guys want to listen to with me. I make a few announcements because y'all know I got to keep my bills paid before I do anything because then the topic is we're talking the spring breakup. And that's 2 hours of us talking about the spring breakup, so anybody who got any feedback on breaking up and the spring breakup and what you think about it, or if you don't know what the hell it is, we're going to tell you tonight. But remember, this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. You're one shopping for every pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. And make sure if you want to keep up on everything that's going on with me and them, and us, to check me out on Twitter at Miss Vidatoyly. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And check out the V's After Dark Twitter page at V's After Dark. That's VSAFTERDARK. And remember, we're on Facebook and Google Plus. And yes, we still have MySpace for those of y'all who don't know about it. We're going to jump into this show. And for those of you who want to follow my guest co-host, he's part of the Benchwarmers. Make sure you guys check him out, Yankee Man 1973 on Twitter, because he's a Yankee fan. We won't talk about it. We won't hold that against him.
Oh, shut up. Stop it. It ain't my fault you have bad taste in certain teams.
I'm truly biased. Y'all know that I, I'm biased. Shit. Let's
You're from
real.
Motown. I understand. You know, you loved your Tigers. Meow. I understand. I respect that. We'll see how they do this year. We'll see. They have a good year. You'd be surprised, by the way. I actually predict them to go to the World Series this year. So you should feel good about that.
I predicted they're going to stop having so many motherfuckers injured before the damn season starts next Monday, okay? That's what I'm predicting.
Well, we'll see about that.
Every time I turn around, hairline fucking fractures. Who the hell gets two damn fractures before the damn season starts and gets knocked out for damn near the season? Oh, my God. I don't even want to go there because I guess for those of y'all who didn't know, yes, I do know my sports.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. That's great. Nice to have a host that knows sports like me. That's awesome.
Yes,
I love that.
I get that shit, too. But
cool.
I got to say, what's up, Joseph? You are up in the chat room. And, baby, you are more than welcome for the shout-out. I cannot find your Twitter. So I was looking, and I was looking, and I was looking last week. So now you're here for me. So I'm going to give you a belated shout-out. But I want you to know, yes, I remembered it was your birthday. And wanted to let you know that I was definitely thinking about you and you, and I hope you had fun. Disney World, y'all know. Next up, because one is Florida, one is in California.
Yeah.
I hope you had fun on your birthday last Thursday, sweetie. So you were born and welcome, and don't forget, you can always chime in on tonight's topic, because we can really jump in on this for a minute. Now, James, I don't know what you got going on with the spring breakup thing, but I got some problems with it.
Well, yeah,
I did some research, too. I got problems with it.
Oh, trust me. I did my little research thingy over here, too. And Google just blew up in my face when I saw this stuff. I thought, oh, this is interesting stuff that I must share with my host. You know, I have to, but you go first since you first up at bat here.
You know what? I got some issues with this shit. First of all, I'm going to start. Y'all know I always reference stuff, and I can't even tell y'all where I got this shit. Because it pissed me off so bad. Normally, y'all know, I normally go to men's.com, but I only have everything. But I don't think this came out of men's.com. So I'm not even going to lie. You hear me talking about references that came from your stuff. It's a straight apology that I didn't know who I got the references from, because these are my references. But anything I say will be my opinion, because we already know I have a very strong one. But, this one, they was like the man's burden. So this might have came from one of the man's things, because it said the man's burden, five ways men break up with women and why.
Oh, interesting. This sounds different than what I researched. Go ahead. You got my interest
that
here.
One, and then I got the other one, most popular times of the year for breaking up. So I'm going to start with there are six of them, and we're going to feed back and forth on these six, and then if I'm not too pissed, I'll get into the five ways men break up with women, because I ain't too happy with that shit either. But this one, I think this one, because it looks like this might have came out of Marie Claire, and I don't read Marie Claire, but you know what? Speaking of that, before we get into this, I talk about popular shit, and yes, I will dog out some shit if it needs to be dogged out.
Exactly.
Not too. But I will. I'm with the rest of the fucking world, or 98% of the world. That's some bullshit. That whole Kim Kardashian is a cover of Vogue. Seriously, the bitch is known for fucking. I mean,
yep.
She's not famous for anything other than spreading her legs on camera, Ray J. And Kanye West really thinks it. I agree with other people. The damn fucking Vogue needs to be fired. Seriously, bitch, what has this hoe done?
Nothing but have a fat ass and spread her legs. That's basically what she did.
I mean, I feel like Joan Rivers or whoever it is who talks about how many black men she done went through every bitch done been with a baseball player, a basketball player, a football player.
Next
now she's
golf.
A damn singer. You know, what is she going to do? Fuck Tiger Woods? Oh, that's right. He's got her beat. We'll be in a hole this already. But
yeah,
I'm sure she could find another black man to fuck. And don't get me wrong, because I know y'all say, why am I so hard on her fucking black man? It's not about her fucking black man. It's just she's famous for fucking black men. She's
exactly.
Not famous for anything other than fucking black men. I'm so glad that I don't subscribe to Vogue, because if I did, I would be getting rid of it. You know, I think it's an overpriced, ritzy magazine for motherfuckers who got dreams that are beyond anything that I'm going to ever do. Therefore, I don't buy it, live by it. But when I go to grocery store, because I do love to eat, and that's one of my places that I do like to go, they better hope that I don't have that damn secret spray paint can with me, because I might be spray painting a few covers. That shit. I hate, you know, I ain't feeling that. Think of that.
Well, most of that shit is garbage anyway. It's so stupid. Famous celebrity nowadays is not like how it was back in our day when we were growing up. Let's put it that way. I mean, you know, reality stars being put in the same level as stars and TV stars is ridiculous anyway. So it's just so stupid. That, I mean, let's think about it. It's no different than Paris Hilton. And she, well, you know, she got famous because she put herself out there like that. So Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Paris Hilton at least didn't fuck her way. First of all, Paris Hilton already had nice
money.
The Hilton. Yeah. You know, she's a Hilton. On top of that, her reality TV show was something that most of us could, you know, who doesn't want to see two stupid white girls try to have real jobs? At least you laughed about it. At least you thought it was something you could relate to. And they did give some of their whole family nice ass gifts. Oh, no. You know, yeah, she had a little stint where she was, you know, not some nice things. But guess what? We don't care about her other than her being a DJ. And I haven't heard her, but I have heard she actually really is a good DJ. Like I said, I've never been to any place that she's DJed, but at least she's not out there spreading her legs and screwing everything.
Yeah, as far as we know, that's true.
Well, guess what? She still ain't on. She's not on reality TV.
Yeah, I know that.
She's not making a living by being known for, you know, hey, I got another reality TV show. You know, she's gone on to do other things, but again, she's a Hilton.
True, she just moved on to another thing because, you know, she already had money before she even started doing that reality show. She's just trying to do something else different, and, you know, at least she finally stopped, or maybe it was the production itself telling her, look, this is getting old and it's time to move on. I don't know what happened, but, you know, what is she doing now anyway?
I don't know. She's making money. And
well,
I just,
that's true.
Joseph Eady. I am not coughing. I know that I sound raspy, but believe me, I'm not coughing. And any coughing that you hear, it's a change of seasons going on. I love that you are concerned about me, so I thank you very, very much, sweetie, for being concerned. But I didn't even think I was coughing. I think I've just been pissed for the past few minutes.
No, well,
but
compared to last week, you were coughing up like crazy last week compared to now.
Yeah, but I did find out it's allergy season, so I've been, and I can say this because the whole world is taking it. Me and my Claritin are back in my relationship.
you tell your differences, huh? That's cool.
Well, I have to take, I'm one of those people who I don't have regular allergies, and I have winter allergies also, and when the seasons keep going back and forth, it acts kind of funky. But I thank you very much, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you, Jose. Looking out for the host.
Thank you.
You know, I get like that sometimes. See, when I get allergies, I don't get like that, like you say too. I'm like a walking barometer. It's like when I get allergies, I know it's the seasons are changing, and that's the only time. And thankfully, it doesn't get that bad, and then I'm back to normal. Thank God. So I know that's coming soon for me, in probably another few more weeks.
But I said this year that it's going to be really bad because of the winter we've had. So, like I said, I went and bought me a nice little bottle of Claritin. You know what? The worst thing they could have done was make Claritin over-the-counter. Because it costs, like, if you want the really good strength, you got to go to behind the pharmacist and be like, I need this one. I feel like I'm going to the dope dealer.
Let me get a key or a Claritin, please.
And then you got to drop $30 or $40 for it. It ain't, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, okay. You know, I'm going back to the pharmacist counter. Yo, can I get that Claritin C? You know, putting all the way up there. Yeah, the one that's $42. Oh, I'm sorry. The one that says $42.95. Or the Allegra B, you know. Hell.
But I'm jonesing here, $42.
And then they come out, is it this one or that one? No, move over. Oh, you got one of that's only 5 tablets. That's 5 tablets for $15. Dang.
You know, seriously, motherfuckers could make a killing on that. They'd be smart about it. Like, allergy season, be selling weed and Claritin on the side. That'd be smart. That'd be interesting,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
For the labor, because I'm telling you, I went and dropped my $30 on my bottle of Claritin that I'm lucky. I think I got a 24-hour one, so I'm going to pay more. But I take it once a day, and they said after about a month or so, I shouldn't have to take it. But I want to know what happens to that shit like my mom used to take. My mom used to have some bad allergies.
Really?
And she used to take this shit called ARM.
ARM,
yeah.
Oh, ARM, okay.
ARM.
Okay.
It's allergy medicine.
Hmm.
But
this,
she was
this is legit medicine?
Yeah, legit medicine.
Right, I never heard that one.
She used to get from, well, I don't know, but my family from the South. So,
there you go.
But when Walgreens was one of the few places that only carried it for the longest, so she had to call my uncle who lived in another state. Yo, can you give me some ARM? And he was stacking up on it. And she be getting ARM. It would really help her. But it's just like them old home remedies. Like, I used to get really sick. They have this stuff. And I don't mean, I've seen it in the stores, but it's not like what I grew up with and when I used to get my children, called Father John's.
Okay.
This shit is the nastiest cough syrup out there. I
really?
Swear to able to put hair on your chest.
Ugh.
But,
you mean worse than a Robitussin and Vicks 44?
Oh, that stuff is, that's cakewalk compared to
really?
This stuff.
Ugh.
Father John's and Three Sickers. I kid you not, Three Sickers, some yellow, it's yellow. If you ain't never seen yellow cough medicine, this stuff is yellow. And I swear they must make it with what's left over from battery acid.
Wow.
You take these pieces. First of all, you can't go to CVS or Walgreens. You got to go to one of them old-time pharmacies where they still in the back with the thing counting on the medicine and making it.
Yeah.
Serious, you know, they got a few of them left. Cause as a matter of fact, here in Detroit, they starting to open up more small pharmacies and getting away from the big. You go to small pharmacies, oh, shoot. Like, you find that, or you got to go to, like, some city that's outside the major cities, like one of them country cities. You know, one of them where it might have a population of 12 or 13,000, not a whole lot of people, but where they got the big regular CVS and they got the hometown pharmacy that everybody go to.
Mm.
Go up in there. I bet you they got some Three Sixes or some St. Father John's. Get sick. Put that land on your ass with that.
Damn.
You know.
Damn, that's something else. That sounds like you had to go to Eddie Griffin's show, Little House on Prairie, to get your shit.
No, I don't think they can handle us because this shit. When I went to college, because I went to college here also, I went to Eastern Michigan. So
yeah.
When I was in college, and when you got 2 children, college, you know, you can't really afford to get sick.
Hell no.
Shit. I got sick one day. I went into the pharmacy. So I called my grandmama for everything. She's like, baby, you need to get you some Three Sixes or some Father John's. And I said, where you find that at? And she said, oh, go to the drugstore. I call myself. I go on the damn CVS. I'm like, I'm going to give me some Three Sixes. They looked at me like, what the hell was I talking about? I went to this store. I went like a few miles down to this like strip mall. It's still a strip mall, but they had like a big grocery store there and some couple of small stores. They had this strip store. And I never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. And in there, and I went to the coffee system. I didn't even have to ask the doggone pharmacist. I saw the box, Three Sixes, the one, Father Don's. I got both of them, so I ain't know which one to take. So I'm going to be bold. Three Sixes, that's like the devil, so I must be, you know, I'm going to be bold and take it.
Okay.
I took that Three Sixes. First of all, I had to swallow it. I don't know how folk, like I said, that's the stuff that's left over from the doggone car battery acid. I took that. I grabbed my chest, started and said, shit, I was coming with her because I didn't know what that was I took. And I think what I ingredients is quinine, and I don't even know if that's legal no more. That's one of the ingredients.
That's interesting. How much percentage of alcohol was it there?
I don't think it really had alcohol in it. It had quinine
really?
In it.
Yeah,
yes,
really?
That's
interesting.
Oh, this shit was strong. But, yeah, so for anybody who hear me sick, you know, what you're hearing is the drainage allergies. But like I said, one soap man, CVS, coughed over that dog. That was not prescribed to me. That I can't claim on my health insurance.
You know, give me the works. You know, wink, wink. Yeah. Oh, you. I know who you are.
Like, damn.
Damn, but that's some cool ass names for these drugs. You know, yeah. It better work with those names.
Oh, they do. And I to my children, because they were little, and they didn't see these drugs so bad. They don't have an adult and a child's dosage.
Wow.
It's just one dosage. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to give this shit to my little son and daughter. Gave it to my son got sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I ain't going to give him that gasoline. I'm going to give him the Father John's, because it looked like, I kid you not, it looked like, a milky chocolate color.
Mm-hmm.
That was the fake out. Cause,
oh, right. I'm about to say, what the hell?
That was a fake out. Because it didn't taste like no milky chocolate.
Nah, I don't think so. Not this shit.
But I gave it to him on his ass.
How much did you give him? Like one of those little teaspoons? Like, what did you do? How much?
Oh, see, they don't have measuring spoons on that stuff. So I think I gave him half of, like, a regular teaspoon, you know, because back then when you ain't got no money, you can't afford to go buy measuring spoons and stuff. You take the teaspoon out the drawer, like, but I was like, okay, this. I was like, okay, swallow this, baby. I was like, do not spit it out. You better not spit it out. Spit it out, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah, that made me swallow.
My son probably listened to this show like, my mom is crazy.
Yeah, don't spit out these three drops. You understand me? Three drops. That's what you're getting.
Take this shit and you better drink it right. But it's not
expensive.
It knocked his little butt out.
Oh, there you go. It worked. So did it work? Was he better the next day?
It worked. I mean, well, shit. He did kind of run. If I was like, don't get back from this for you. He looked at me like, oh, hell no, I'm going to be well.
So I'd rather have castor oil than this shit. Screw that.
And you know what? Castor oil is actually better. And people don't know. If you really get sick, I know y'all are going to say that. Yeah, if you get sick, old school. I come from a straight Southern family. So I do believe that you should cleanse once a month with castor oil. Do I do it? No, this is fat. But if you actually do take like their Sunday, they don't have to work. I know, say, well, you mean day you don't have to work. You find you a damn day that you don't have to work. You follow the directions on the castor oil. You take it. Make sure there ain't nobody else with you because your ass is going to the bathroom. But follow directions. And, I mean, get that good castor oil, not the stuff from CVS.
Yeah.
No, go get you some cat oil. You go to the pharmacist and you say, I want the real shit.
Yeah.
Know what you're talking about, because there's castor oil, and it's not supposed to be a difference, but you actually could tell the difference. This is another thing. You go to the regular hometown pharmacist. Don't go to CVS or Walgreens. Them folks went to pharmacy school, and they don't know nothing about really mixing no drugs. You look at the girl back there, she's 10 years old, talking about, can I help you? You know, she just went through 4 months of pharmacy tech, you know.
She's mixing her jacks with her Legos. She don't know shit about him. Freaking pharmacy stuff. Screw that.
You know, and she's looking at you, talking about, like they did, I have to take this medicine. I have eye drops I have to take. I go to pick up my man. Pharmacy called me days before my medicine was ready, and I knew I had to go in the fridge. Why do I get there and some idiot, I don't know who did it, did not put my medicine in the fridge? So they're looking for it all in the fridge. They're like, it's supposed to be in the fridge. Something okay. They look up there. They done toss it up there because my dog also gets medicine. They done toss it up to the same place. I know y'all just said this. She said her dog. My dog prescription filled also once a month at the CVS pharmacy.
Really?
So they found my dog's prescription. And they look behind it. And she's like, oh, my God, this is supposed to be in the fridge. So she had to toss them. She had to put a mark on it saying that somebody, she didn't know how long it hadn't been refrigerated.
Oh,
and had to pull me a new one out the fridge. So that tells me that it, just because you got a pharmacy tech don't mean that you know what the hell you're doing.
Exactly. Sometimes a piece of paper don't mean shit that the words are printed on sometimes.
Well, and especially when you got to have a computer tell you that it's supposed to be in the fridge. I'm sure one deal that they took it out the damn fridge. So.
First of all, I'll be nervous to find out. Listen, you sure this ain't my dog's medicine I'm taking, and you giving my dog the human medicine?
No, my dog does take human medicine.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought it was like
yeah.
a separate thing. Okay.
No, my dog takes human medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, if the vet, if I get his medicine from the vet, it costs me like three times as much. But if my vet calls the pharmacy and does prescription for my dog, it's actually my dog's name, believe it or not. Mad Dog. Yeah. That's how they got it listed. Max the Dog with my last name. And
did you see Scoopy and Mama Duke or Scooby Doo over there while you're at it?
The people laugh at me.
It's different. I never heard of that. That's for sure. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, he has, it's called his, so he takes arthritis medicine.
Oh, the older dog?
He's a younger dog, but his breed gets hip dysplasia. He's a mixed breed. He's a Rottweiler mixed with Collie.
Oh, that's why. Okay, gotcha. Wow, that's something. That sucks
Joseph,
that it'd be a young dog and going through that.
Joseph, I hope you feel better, baby, and I'm sorry that you feeling dizzy. But thank you for letting me know it's not because I was making you spin around with my voice. But I hope you get better, baby.
That would be scary shit. That would happen in real life. Like, yo, I got a disease over the air in the radio. On the
yeah,
internet.
I listened to that damn half of Miss V, and she got me sick. But you know what? We done.
Got me coughing, spew on mucus and shit. God damn it.
Sitting
Wait
around.
Till I tell her on Tuesday.
Listen, bitch, you got me sick over the air. I'm just that good. But
that's some shit. Now, that's a sickness.
Well, there are some people who, when I see them, I get sick. Be like, damn, that person make me sick.
you just look at them.
You know, it's people. I get around them, I be like, damn, I'm instantly sick. I start coughing and stuff, too. They be like, what's wrong with you? I be like, you ain't see that? Oh, I got one more. Before we jump into this, one more thing came on today on TMZ. And I know, if I feel the fact for this, I will live with. But I do think this shit was kind of funny.
What is that?
You know, Ray J Dogg, that fan, and he did it on Instagram.
Okay.
And even they say he put the Instagram down, but I guess she had been ragging on him, like talking about him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came back and he was like, I don't normally go this hard, but chick looked like one of the characters from Planet of the Apes. And it was her picture. I ain't going to lie to you. Damn, you know, I don't really normally get into calling people apes because that's kind of racist. Look like an ape, baby.
And who is this chick again?
She's one of Ray J's fans. She follows him.
Oh,
she been dogging him out.
Oh, okay.
She been dogging him out bad, so he decided to go ham on her and said she looked like one of the characters in the Planet of the Apes. But you don't hang. They can say how wrong he was, but I'm telling you, I saw that damn picture. You go to TMZ.com.
Oh, I got to see this. See, now, wait a minute. I got to go. Wait. I got to check this out.
Oh, girl, do look like, I'm sorry. I got to agree with Ray J on that one. You know, she was talking about he was still sniffing after Kim Kardashian and shit, but I ain't going to lie to you. He went ham on her, and they said he erased it. I don't really follow Ray J, but I wish I was that day because I would have loved to seen that shit.
That sounds hilarious.
They was like, that was kind of below the belt, but I'm like, you know, He kind of called that one right.
Sometimes maybe the bitch deserved it. You know, you don't know. You have to see the context of what she was saying there. Maybe she was saying fucked up shit.
Apparently they was going back and forth. They said she's like a Instagram bully.
Oh, one of those. Oh.
So
it's like Twitter and shit. Yeah, I hate those people.
Yes. You know, so I don't know how true it is she's an Instagram bully. I can tell you one thing. He was on point with that picture. Chick.
I got to check this out. Let's see, Ray J. I'm going to go Google Ray J. Rags on ugly bitch. That's it, right?
Ray J calls fan ape.
Okay.
You'll get it.
Okay.
But
okay.
Actually,
go ahead.
But if you could get on Instagram, if you could go on TMZ.com.
Yeah.
It's on their homepage with a picture of her.
Oh, this sounds awesome. I got to check this out. I'm going right now. Let's see.
I got the TMZ app.
Oh, my God, she does. Holy shit. And she has the nerve to say, how dare you compare me to an ape? Bitch?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. He called
she's
that
like
one.
She's like an ape with a weave. Like, what the fuck? Get the
he
fuck
called
out of
that
here.
One.
Look at this shit. Get out of here. Yeah, it says right here, like you said, I usually don't go this hard, but this chick looks exactly like an ape. I'm playing the apes. I'm not even joking. Damn, what the hell she said? She must have said some messed up shit to him.
They said he deleted it afterwards, but come on now. Is it
see,
me, or does she really look like one?
No, she do, man. She look like the lead female ape in Planet of the Apes, the old school one.
Oh,
She does look like her a little bit. All she needs is to dress that weird-ass green shit she wore, you know. But she do look, I mean... See, this is, as he knew what's going to happen, then he's going to have to apologize and all
he
this
already
bullshit.
I don't know if he
hate that shit.
I don't think he apologized, but he did remove the tweet.
He shouldn't have to apologize. You know what I'm saying? If she was that bad to him, screw that, you know?
But you know what? She done got publicity and now the whole world knows she looked like an ape. You know what? I bet she get, and you know what the sad part? I bet that heifer get laid now.
You know what? It's sad to say, but some motherfuckers will fuck anything.
You know what? We're going to see her on a reality show about Ray J talked about her or whatever. And that it's going to be some damn reality show around this hell. She really does look. I'm sorry. I don't know how much plastic surgery she could get. And like I said, I don't normally, you know. I'm sorry. She looked like a... Okay, now let me get into the Valentine's thing because now... talked about current events.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. But real quickly, though, before you go on, he does say real quickly, and he quote, he's been trying to take the high road, but finally decided he needed to give her a taste of her own medicine. So it was months. It was months her messing with him until he finally was fed up. So I'm kind of on his side on this one, you know? I don't think he should apologize about this, but because politically incorrect, you know, political correctness, In this world, you know, unfortunately.
Okay, that's politically correct. She do look like an ape, okay?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what's going to happen. Exactly. But, you know, he called her ape. Yeah, it's so stupid.
I'm sure that me and you are not the only one to agree that bitch look like an ape.
Oh, there's
I'm
no
sorry.
Doubt. Yo, ladies and gentlemen that's listening, go to TMZ.com right now and go in the chat room and tell me she don't look like an ape.
Seriously, y'all need to come back and comment on this because I'm telling you, normally, I don't normally get into that. I'll talk about my damn neighbors and shit. People don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll take the kickback from this because I'm a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't coming from a dude. I'm a female. And I looked at that picture and the first thing I said, damn, she do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some of us have that really strong jaws, you know. I'm sure that, you know, with a little bit of makeup and maybe a bit, no, they're in real.
A lot of makeup.
But, but you know.
A lot of makeup and maybe a little haircut, maybe she fuckable after that, maybe.
No, you know what, we got to get her some green contacts, you know, first of all, I got to take away from some things, get the green contacts, that way she ain't got the brown eyes.
Okay.
And, you really don't want to give her short. You want her hair longer, so you want her to have, like, some long, flowing hair. Maybe some hair, and no, I'm not, before y'all said, I'm not calling her Miss Piggy, but you know how Miss Piggy has that long blonde hair?
Yeah.
Get her some long hair like that, but maybe in either a black or a reddish black mix. And no red lips, because that's, oh, Lord, that's not.
Oh, my God, that would really expose her even more. I think it'd be better if she has a hair in front of her face. And then there's a you know how a curtain has the cord and you pull it down and the hair just moves to the side like a curtain.
She just need a side sweep, Lord. You know me and you might lose some Twitter followers today over there.
Well, we don't want that. We're just giving our thoughts on this.
I think she should go on.
She should go on those reality shows. You know, like a makeover type shit. Like they have on ABC or something, and that's where she can she could work into it that way.
You know, she needs that bouncy ball I posted on Twitter today. That's what she needs. You know, maybe if we get her to smile more, because she wasn't smiling on that picture. You know, it might lift up her cheeks and she not look like that. Because you know, she can bounce around. I'm trying to help her out.
But what if she has bad teeth? We don't know.
It's
a possibility.
Porcelain veneers are a mug, okay? You know. Okay.
Thank God this was a black and white picture. Let's put it that way. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Like I said, we can be in trouble.
All right. Let's move on to the topic at hand, shall we?
The topic at hand, it was like the most popular times of the year for the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're calling these spikes. Like I said, this is some Marie shit.
Yeah, you know, I went to the same shit, too. I saw this shit. It came out. Was it the same one you saw that's dated in April 4th, 2011?
Hmm. Yep.
This is the same shit I saw, so go ahead. You take it away from here.
Okay, Spike 1, Valentine's Day. They said it's ironic that there would be a rash of breakups on the most romantic day of the year. They're saying my theory is okay, remember, this is not me. I'm reading this today. My theory is that women dump their boyfriends when he drops the ball on Valentine's Day. Perhaps he didn't get a good gift or he completely forgot about the holiday. I want your opinion before I get my opinion on that.
By the way, the guy who wrote this, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Rich Santos. So Google his name, and if you have issues with him, go attack him on Twitter or whatever he is on.
Yeah.
Rich Santos, that's S-A-N-T-O-S, his last name, Rich, as in Richie Rich. So there you go. Interesting. Yeah, Valentine's Day is number one, which is interesting. You got to have some balls to do that shit. I'm sorry. I mean, that's some shit right there. I don't know. I mean, I'm never been the type to do shit like this, believe it or not. But that's some ball. I mean, you have the gall to do that, especially to a woman on Valentine's Day.
But they're saying that women do the breaking up on Valentine's Day. And I can tell you that as a woman, Rich Santos, if you're listening to my show, you're stupid. Because most men, Valentine's Day is a dumping day. But I will tell you, there are men who dump on Valentine's Day. And see, this is what men do. Since, Rich, I don't know what you do for a woman, but the men that I know that have broken up, I haven't been broken up with on Valentine's Day. No man is that stupid in my life. But I will tell you, Mr. Rich Santos, the men who normally break up on Valentine's Day, what they do is they get a cheap-ass box of candy. They go fuck the female. And then when it's all over, they say, by the way, you know, I wanted to let you know this ain't working out. And that's why they get their ass beat. But I don't know no chicks who break up with guys on Valentine's Day. For one, that's not our M.O. We'll break up with you after Valentine's Day for fucking up, but we're not going to break up with you on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. When you read this, it's like I never heard ever until I read this when I was doing research that a woman would dump a guy on Valentine's Day? Since when? Women, first of all, this is a woman's holiday. Let's be honest. This is a woman. This is just as important to them as a wedding day to them. So they're not going to dump a guy on Valentine's Day unless that day they forget or they're still fucking up up to Valentine's Day and they fuck up again, then, like you said, the next day, then they will dump him. But a woman's not going to dump a guy on Valentine's Day, not in their right mind, especially an ugly chick.
No chick at all. I'm going to say no chick at all.
Exactly.
You
know, no way.
Because we will break up with you afterwards.
Exactly.
Because normally, if we break up with you after Valentine's Day, you was fucking up way before Valentine's Day that
exactly.
we broke up on.
Mm-hmm. True.
Well, spice number two, spring breakup, the topic of today's show.
Wow, number two. Ain't that what a quinky dinky. 3 years from the past. Okay,
yeah, when it starts getting warm again, our hormones start kicking in. It's tough to be in a relationship. Okay, I feel this is a young and a man going through a middle-age crisis thing. But I do know this to be true because I have witnessed it. And, you know, every year around this time, because we won't say who I date, but I deal with somebody in the music industry. And I think this is my personal opinion. Maybe if you listen, you know it's true. But you know how there's a song that came out years ago. It might be before some people's time, but it said, "The freaks come out at night."
Ah, La Houdini, yes.
When spring come around, the hoes come out, okay?
Yep.
And the warmer it gets outside, the more titties and ass you see. I don't care if they skinny, if they fat, mm-hmm. they decent, if they, for whatever reason, every single chick who even was told that she had a body, and let me know really she don't need to be wearing that shit, the skirts go from skirts to what the hell are you wearing? And
that's
the tops go props to fresh up. So the spring breakup is, I'm blaming this on you. I'm a woman. You get hot outside, and you've been covered up all winter that you think that everybody got to see your top and your vajayjay. So you letting the whole world see what you got, and you got all these little horny ass men walking out here that get hard as soon as the wind blow. They see your fat ass, and when I say fat ass, I don't mean P-H-A-T. I mean really fat ass out there because it's going to hit like about 70 degrees and you done decided that you want to put on some skirt that don't cover your ass and you got everything out there and then you getting mad because they calling you all kind of names saying, "Ooh, baby, you look good," and trying to holler at you, but you look like you're selling this shit. So they're going to leave what the hell they got home, because what they got at home normally got some sense and they ain't walking around like a hoochie mama hoe. So he wants the hoochie mama hoe because she feels it's springtime and wants to show it all. So, yeah, you done kicked the damn hormones in. So, ladies, for one, if you want to keep a real man, if he didn't meet you as a hoe, don't start dressing like a hoe.
Exactly.
Because if he gets a hoe, he's going to treat you like a hoe. True enough.
Yeah, it's true, and some of them be mad and shit when one of motherfuckers is like following him and shit and trying to get at him, and he's like, "Well, wait a minute, you're the one to dress like that. You're showing, you're advertising your assets. So what do you expect?" You know what I'm saying? It's like what Dave Chappelle said one time in one of his stand-ups back in the day. He said, "You know what? You women confuse me. Like, you know, you dress like this." And then we approach you, and then you get all mad. Says, "Oh, just because I dress this way does not make me a whore." And it's true. It does not make you a whore. But let's say...
It's a stupid bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes, "So what if one day, you know, a woman gets in trouble, whatever, and I'm walking around in a police uniform. And then, you know, you get robbed all of a sudden. You come running up to me and says, 'Oh, officer, I need help. Help me, help me.' And I go to you, 'Oh, just because I'm dressed this way..."
Doesn't mean I'm a police officer.
Yeah. So, you know, be smart. You know, come on, ladies. You're going to, you know, if you're going, you know, clubbing, whatever, even though, you know, just be smart about it. But, you know, if you... It's getting warm. I understand the weather. It does do something. It's like an aphrodisiac. It's like, oh, it's three things that happen. The birds come out chirping. The flowers are blooming. And then the women start dressing less and less. Those are the three things that you definitely see that happen. And, you know, some of them, they don't really think about that. They really putting themselves out there like that. That's why it is true that, you know, when women dress like that, it doesn't mean they're dressing provocative because they want to get attention. Some of them do, but not all of them. They just feel comfortable dressing that way. But sometimes it leads to problems with some idiots out there that, you know, come at them like a freaking pack of wolves and, you know, act like an idiot.
Unless your name is Miss Vita Toy Lady or you're in the adult industry.
Exactly.
And when I tell you guys this, I know y'all saying, oh, I'm talking about myself. No, but a lot of people do see me in public. And I have my public when I'm running around the D. And I have my public when I'm out there doing my thing. And believe me, when you see Miss Vita Toy Lady at Exotica or AVN, yes, I dress that way. But guess what? My name is Miss Vita Toy Lady.
And
I sell sex.
Yeah, and you're in Exotica, duh. You know.
You know, when I got on the short skirt and the hooker heels and the corset, that is my job.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't walk around with a corset and a hooker heels on a daily basis, even when I fly. And I know you guys know that I'm posting to the Instagrams, but it's normally because I'm only in the summer. And the wintertime, I'm at for whatever reason. But, you know, unless your ass got a job that requires you to look like a hoochie mom. Just because Victoria's Secret made it or Frederick's made it or whatever sort of stuff it does not mean that you need to wear it in the open public. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very comfortable with my body even though I've gained some weight. Y'all know I'm having this little weight problem right now, up and down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been going up and down. But we'll be tight, you know, once, you know, I go through physical therapy and everything, and we'll be back tight. But with that, if I couldn't see me walking out my front door with no coat on, no covering on, and one of my corsets and any skirt and my high heels, I couldn't see me unless I went to the club, unless I was going somewhere with my man who loves the fact that I dress sexy, you know. I mean, but again, I'm with my man. When I go to events and he's not there, that is my persona. I'm Miss Vita Toy Lady. If you walk out your front door every single day looking like that, and ladies, I'm just keeping it real. I'm 45 years old. I've not only lived in this country, I've lived in other countries. So I probably have an advantage over some people. And I will tell you, unless your ass lives in Rio de Janeiro where they got Carnival going year-round, or you're down in New Orleans where the French Quarters, you showing boobies and not really getting away with, you know, and getting away with it. Most American cities and most cities around the world, you're looking like a lady, and as a matter of fact, looking like a folk should get you arrested depending on what country you're in. I mean, especially if you go to some of the Islamic countries.
Oh, forget about that. So, don't they stone the women that do that shit?
I really don't know what they do, but I mean, just because the clothes are there don't mean that the whole world needs to see it, you know? And I will tell you that you guys know I love my daughter, and she's beautiful. I think she's the bomb diggity. But if I saw my child walking down the street in what we wear at Exotica, I wouldn't have to worry about it because I'd probably be in the jail selling she'd be 6 feet under because I'd beat her ass. Is that right? So
yeah,
that's the spring breakup. But, ladies, yes, I did put y'all on. Normally, I don't blame y'all for nothing, but the spring breakup, I blame that on the ladies getting out because you don't see no men walking around in Speedos.
Yeah, exactly. You see me walking with a Speedo with my balls hanging out, exactly.
You know, you don't see me doing ball check. I'm serious. Y'all don't see the men. Now, I'll take that back. No, the men walk around in Speedos, but see more fucking damn boxers. Okay, men, I'm going to tell you what this means. Okay, man, I'm trying to be funny because...
Okay, I'm interested. Go ahead.
But stagging, this shit y'all doing, it's from prison. It's from the penitentiary. It means that you were available. Why the hell are you doing this on the streets, showing everybody your damn... What are you saying? You want to be fucked in your ass? Because basically, this came from the penitentiary.
Exactly.
So if you want the whole world to know that you're a fag, and like I said, for you gay men, please don't... I'm just giving true fact of where this came from. Stagging is gay.
Yeah, or
it really is gay.
Exactly. Well, Eddie Griffin said, stagging is fagging. That's what he said.
And it came from the penitentiary. That's how men let men know that they were available.
Exactly. They're advertising their ass. Yeah, that's what that was.
So, yeah, when it gets hot outside, I see more damn boxer shorts and sometimes real asses than I want to see.
I mean, that's ridiculous. You see that shit, you like, young buck, what the hell is wrong with you, man? You just want to slap him across the head.
They ain't even got no good asses. I mean, it's always the ugly. Oh, my God. I don't own a belt. Do they even? I can't even find belts for this, but that's a different topic.
Yeah,
number three.
That's it. That's on the next show.
Number three. April Fool's Day. You know what?
Listen, let's be honest. When you saw that, what did you first thought when you saw April Fool's Day?
I was like, are you serious?
Exactly.
Like,
I never thought that ever. April Fool's Day. What the hell?
Well, they did it real. So they was like, it's a sick joke, but they said people really do break up as a prank. And Santos does have a girlfriend. He said he'd be in trouble. He tried to pull that one. Well, guess what? That's not a joke when you say, oh, by the way, I break up with you. It's April Fool's Day. And he's talking about, like, April Fool's Day. Guess what, motherfucking, you really broke up. Don't do that shit on April Fool's Day. I
you
can't
just,
even elaborate on that.
You just asking to for death. I mean, you know, I mean, you don't do that shit. I mean, first of all, if you do that in general, you deserve to get your ass beat or broke up because, you know, that you just showing your true thoughts right there. I would never think of a prank like that. Never. Not like that. Not that prank. That makes no damn sense at all.
Well, we can move on because that one was the...
Yeah, that one
was... elaborate.
Yeah, that one don't even deserve to be elaborated on.
Mondays. Mondays constantly spike in the study. As this guy said, he got deeper into his report. He do a Monday more. He think Monday break. Okay, I got to disagree. I got to disagree on this one.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, he referenced Facebook. So I don't know how rich Santos is, but...
Yeah, but we didn't really put it out there. It says, I wrote this down to make sure that everybody knows about this. First of all, this was done in 2011, and this info was gathered after monitoring Facebook profiles referencing breakups. So who knows? You know, it's not really like a real study, like, you know, people that...
This ain't some scientific study. This came from Facebook.
Yeah, like about 10,000 profiles or so, whatever.
And then he didn't give an age range or anything because I'm sure if he would have did a real scientific study, breaks down age, race, gender, you know, it goes in, do heterosexual couples break up more than gay couples, you know. He didn't really do a real scientific, but this month, first of all, he referenced this with updating Facebook on Mondays. Well, guess what? My Twitter feel like it if I get to it. Second of all, I'm going to keep it real. If I'm going to break up with your ass, I'm going to break up with your ass on a Friday morning so I can have drinks Friday evening. I'm not starting off my week fucking depressed from breaking up with somebody, okay? Because I'm going to go drink it. I'm going to, you know, either I'm upset because we broke up because you broke up with me because we're going to do that show on a Friday. Or... we're going to do, or I'm happy, like, yo, got rid of that motherfucker, it's Friday night party, yo, I'm single, looking for a new man.
Oh.
And come on, what man will break up all day other than Friday? I want to get out to the park too and look for somebody, you know, hey, I'm back available, I'm swinging, got this good D over here, you know. So, I disagree with the Monday breakup, but what do you think?
Yeah, I this is another one that I was like, wow, really? It goes to show you, I guess I really don't break up with a lot of people. But first of all, that first thing you said, this would have been a much thorough survey if they really broke it down, like you said, with heterosexuals and homosexual people, race, gender. It really does make a difference. Because I tell you right now, Going back to April Fool's Day, I'm saying to black woman, I said, April Fool, that I'm breaking up with you, I will be dead that day. Guaranteed.
So guess what, Chosette? Your funeral will be on Saturday.
Yeah, at least I have a nice funeral. I have Boys to Men sing to me or something. You know, it's so hard to say goodbye. But anyway, Mondays, yeah, just, I don't know. Why would you do that? Like you said, this makes no sense to do that. I mean, it makes no sense to start your week off unless the person's really annoying as hell. Then it doesn't matter what day it is. It could be Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It don't matter. But other than that, why would you do that? Especially on a woman's side. A woman's side ain't going to do that. Unless the guy is a sick maniac or something, then that's a different story. Then get the hell away from him. But other than that, it makes no sense to do it on Monday. Like you said, Friday makes sense. You could plan your day, have fun, drink, and call it, and make it a three-day weekend if you want. And call out sick that Monday.
Yeah. But I ain't breaking up on a Monday. And then,
no, it's stupid.
Okay, and Rich Post, I hope you're listening, sweetie. Before I get back to Rich, thank you, Joseph. Yeah, I told you this week's show is like all about the spring breakup, so we're running our mouths for the next for 2 hours tonight. But thank you for listening, sweetie.
Yes. Shout out to Jose.
But number five, summer. Now, see, let's keep it real. I don't even, you know what, I can't even, okay, if we break up in the damn spring, seriously, if you're going to go break up with me in the summer, because you already got rid of that person, it's only 3 fucking months, unless you just a straight up hoe, and I mean man or woman, I mean.
Yeah, it doesn't matter either way.
So, the summer breakup, I'm going to give you, Rich, I'm going to give him his props and give him his credit on this. But this is what he said. A layover from spring fever is also a playful time of year. It's warm, people are partying and going on vacation, and there's a desire to be free. Or because of all the vacation and adventure, someone may end up cheating, which could lead to a breakup. Seriously, fuckers cheat all the time. Again, he did a damn Facebook survey. Rich Santos, no, dear, I want to know how old you are because Where the hell country are you in? Because this is United States of America. We don't go on vacation no more. Shit. Didn't you see that Chrysler commercial? We don't take.
Yeah.
Watch the damn Cadillac commercial. We don't take vacations like that. That's why we drive fucking caddies. We only take 2 weeks a year. We ain't got the summer off.
You know, that car better be good on miles per gallon. We're going on a damn vacation because that ain't happening. That's a good point, though. Where is this Santos? Is, you know, with the, you know, what country he's from, and the age is definitely a big thing because by looking at this so far, you want to take a guess what his age might be? If you had to take a guess?
I'm saying he's in his mid-20s because I can't see no 30 or 40-year-old person saying this.
No, exactly. I agree with you.
And on top of that, his rationale for what he's saying just doesn't make sense to me, you know.
It sounds like a kid writing it. It sounds like a young, unexperienced person writing it, you know.
And he's talking about as he gets in his professional career. What is your professional career?
Bullshit. That's
you know,
professional
I,
career.
You know what? I need to go work for Marie Claire. Maybe that's something I saw one thing on him because, honestly, and I know Rich Santos be an actual true journalist. So I'm not really knocking your profession. I'm just knocking you from what putting out here. Really, I think you should have done search. Because Facebook, I wouldn't depend on Facebook for my damn life. The only thing I depend on Facebook for to find out when somebody had a new baby. I post about my radio show and all my new toys. And every now and then, well, they just changed their obscenity policy. So before they quit letting people post nasty pictures, I could go and see a dick or pussy every now and then. You know.
There you go. God bless America. Yeah, exactly. Facebook to me is more of staying in contact with family and friends.
I don't contact my family and friends that way because I tell everybody, if I want you to know who I am in business, we can pick up the phone. See, I'm old school. Fingers to the wall, and I snail mail. I kid you not. I still send out Christmas cards, and I still send out pictures. I don't post it online because my children, they're into the technology. I'm into it, but some jobs. But in actuality, when I want people to know a child was born, which Lord knows, I ain't having no more babies. But, you know, birth announcement, wedding announcements, me and the United States Postal Service have a good relationship. I don't have no problem dropping the money for my forever stamps. You know, I think 100 forever stamps is, what, $44 now or $45 or $47?
Mm-hmm.
That's 100 stamps. You could contact 100 people, you know, and send it out through the mail. Keep these people working because Lord knows that without them working, then we got more folks knocking folks upside the head and banging them. So, you know, go buy you a roll of stamps and use the mail. If you got to contact somebody real quick, pick up the phone and call them. But other than that, send them a letter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my opinion, if they live in the same city, there's no excuse. You should talk to them. But if they live like Timbuktu, like in another country somewhere, it makes sense, Facebook, when it comes to that. But a letter makes it special, you know, if you write to somebody. Also, it makes it more personal. To me, I don't know about you, because we're in the same generation. You know, I'm 41 years old. It makes it more personal. Like, if you receive, I can't even tell you the last time I received a letter. And when I'm talking about a letter, I'm not talking about a bill with a
past due notice. I got a letter. You know what? The bill collectors know how to write some letters, don't they?
We greatly reformed, to tell you.
But no, I have a little cousin. I won't say his name because I don't talk about my family members who aren't part of my show. But I have a little cousin who was born a few years ago, and his mother and father are younger than me. They're in their late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I have watched this child grow. I still have not had the pleasure of meeting this little baby. But he is the most handsome little boy in the world.
Ooh.
And you know what? When I say he is handsome, from the day he was born up until now, I get a card every Christmas. I have watched him grow through cards, and his family putting out some cards. I mean, real cards. They don't send it via email. They take the time and mail it out.
Exactly.
And every year I get a Christmas card, and I get his picture. And you know what? I appreciate that more than anything else because that's what I look forward to. I look forward to going to my mailbox. Oh, my God. And then me and my mom talk about it. So my mom doesn't use the Internet. Did you get the new picture? Yeah, don't he look handsome? He's getting big. You know, you can't gush over Facebook. You know, you can't say, well, you know. So.
Especially when it comes to Christmas. That's definitely a no-no. Christmas, you have to have a card with a picture. You know, that's because it's Christmas. You know what I'm saying? You can't send an electronic card, you know, in the email.
Well, my daughter graduated from high school. I found out my family didn't appreciate the money that I spent. But I took my daughter's graduation picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it into a card. Because graduation was worth so much, I knew how to make my own. And I wanted everybody to at least have a picture of my daughter. Come to find out, cheap bastards in my family didn't give gifts. Yes, I know who y'all are. If you're listening, you still got time. You still living. Drop $20 in the mail. Y'all got my address. Because you motherfuckers sending me cards talking about you want gifts for your kids graduating. I'm sorry. You motherfuckers make more money than me. Drop that $20 in the mail.
No shit. And they probably don't even contact you unless it's Christmas time, right?
I don't know what. And then they had nerve to tell me. We didn't get it. Are you a goddamn lie? I called you and got your address.
Shit.
Took time and sent it to you. Because you know what one person asked me?
What?
Now, y'all want to hear some shit. I'm
yes.
telling you, don't y'all ever use this. I had a family member tell me, well, we didn't know who the hell it was. Pick up a phone and call, because they didn't recognize the last name.
Oh, they're such a liar. That's bullshit.
That child looked like me. I spit my damn daughter out. You can't deny that's me. You look at the picture, you know she related to somebody in the damn family.
Exactly. Even Maury would know that's your daughter. Shit.
I mean, talking about, we know that was your daughter. Well, who the hell, child, you think people just randomly send you fucking damn graduation invitations? Oh, that shit, we was at a funeral. I all my damn God-given mind. They better be glad we was in a Christian recreation center that didn't let us drink.
Now, that would have been interesting.
I was mad as hell. I drove 50 miles looking for liquor. That's how bad I had to have a drink.
Damn.
I was in a dry county. I was in a county.
Oh, you were in a dry county. Oh, no wonder.
Yes. I didn't know the damn county was dry. If they would have told me before I came from Georgia, damn, but it was a car accident on the freeway, I would have stopped in Tennessee or one of them states. I drove from Michigan. Shit, it was a 15-hour drive. In that 15 hours, I could have brought plenty of fucking liquor. Okay, I drove through Tennessee. I drove through Kentucky. They fucking throw us off the freeway. All they have to do, yo, we'll pay you when you get here. Bring the gym, bring whatever.
I thought it was just some words calling dry county. I thought it was just a name, not literally dry country.
Yeah, it's really a dry county. You know what? Now, I know y'all going to call me out, but you know it's bad when the white people said that they didn't know that they didn't have no alcohol. A woman was there from another county, and she said, all they got is beer. She's like, I was looking for some alcohol. Because I asked her, I was like, excuse me, where's the closest liquor store? And she's, sweetie, I'm not from here. I'm from another county, and I was looking for liquor, too. She's like, I forgot we had dry counties. I was like, oh, shit. You know when the white people can't find no liquor, you know you're in trouble in Alabama.
Yeah, now you're in deep shit now.
White
get
folks
the hell
always
out of there.
White folks always know where liquor is. All they have is beer. And I go to Walmart. Shop at Walmart. Okay, let me finish this up. We have 53 minutes.
And just keeping it real.
I know. I'm going to hear all kinds. I'm going to be called prejudiced, racist. Now I'm talking about the white folks.
That's not being racist. It's not racist.
I'm just keeping it real. You know you motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Liquor, though. Seriously. If you walk up to a white person in any state and ask them where the liquor store is, they can show you. I kid not.
They'll use two. Yeah, exactly. They use two of their hands. Go that way.
And if you live in the city of Detroit, or every single block, all you gotta do is look for a group of old black men. Don't put a because you know the old black men.
Yeah,
I'm serious. Look for the that's sitting out there, look like they ain't arm. Might have a paper.
Exactly.
And you say, excuse me, can you tell me what a liquor store is? I tell you, what's it? Damn, you look good. But if you go down there, see that right there? The one that say beer and wine? It's still liquor, too. You can find one.
Thank you, sir.
And if you go to some counties here in Michigan, depending on where you go, they sell the beer and wine and liquor in the gas station.
God bless those places. I remember when I first saw that, like, on TV somewhere. I forgot what city it was. I was like, they got something like that? A beer distribution with beer, you know, and wine and liquor.
Hey, you
like,
go get
wow.
Your gas. You get your gas, your chips, your munchies, your beer, your wine, and the liquor counter. And I could tell you there are places here in Michigan like that because the first time I saw it, I think I went into like, as a matter of fact, 7-Elevens not discriminate. If you go to a 7-Eleven that has a gas station with it, you got your liquor.
Yeah. You know, that's a gold mine. If you get into business like that, shit, no recession there. Maybe with the gas, you have some trouble, but I know the liquor, unless prohibition come back.
You know what? Okay, let's get on to this next one. Because there's two more left, and we got 50 minutes.
Yeah,
and
plus
an hour on
and I also got another one from another one, but it's a shorter one, that I got from a Jeremy Taylor from Aslam.com, but we'll get to that once you knock out these last two ones.
Because he's going to go quick, because I think he's an idiot.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Explain to the people why. I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Because he kind of broke these down, but then, like, when he put the spring break up in the summer, those two should have been together.
Exactly.
And now we're at the end, and I'm going to combine these because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He did Spike 6 2 weeks before the holiday season, but then says the lowest amount of breakups is during Christmas. You are a fucking liar. First of all, I know more people that break up before Christmas because they don't want to buy no damn gifts.
Exactly.
And the holiday season and Christmas go together, you idiot. You know.
Exactly. Exactly. And plus, that should be higher. That should be higher than that shit. And fuck that. That's the one I've heard more than anything, to be honest with you, that I've heard
I
in my
know,
life.
You know what? It's more holiday breakups than I'm going to tell you. Personally, when people break up, birthdays and holidays. Mm-hmm. I got broke up with on my birthday 1 year. I know. Well, it was right before my birthday. And then the motherfucker had to ask me that I don't go to a concert. No, you trifling bitch. I've been with you for 5 fucking years, and come to find out you got a wife who condone this shit?
Wow.
You and your crazy-ass bitch wife. That's why I sued you and won.
Wow. Open marriage, huh? Wow.
I don't think it was open. I think that, you know, when motherfuckers ain't got no money and you got a bitch with low self-esteem, mm-hmm. she will allow her husband to do shit like that, play along with it. It's called get your ass kicked, bitch. But that's why I won $3,000 when I sued you, because y'all stupid motherfuckers, okay? So I got the last laugh. Gonna tell me, ooh, bitch gonna call me and leave me a message talking about how I like her sloppy seconds. Bitch, how do you like the way my ass and my face? Because your husband was getting pissed in his mouth by me and shit in his mouth. So, no, I wasn't sticking my tongue on his throat after he told me that shit. So, bitch, I got the last laugh because I know you know how my pussy and my ass taste.
Was that a white guy?
No, he was black.
Yeah, it is. Seriously?
Uh-oh. This motherfucker.
Damn.
This motherfucker.
That's a nasty fuck.
He like golden showers and he like shit play. Seriously.
He makes figures like Play-Doh and shit? Like,
no, he like to lay on the floor and for me to shit on him. And
oh
he
my
was,
God.
And then we would have to rent a hotel room. Because I wasn't doing that shit in my house.
Hell no. Not with your nice furniture. Hell no.
But no, he would play in the bathroom, but he would sit there and make me drink like a lot of water and have me piss in his mouth.
Ah, that's some nice, well, that's some good piss, well, baby.
Well, and if I couldn't shit, he would try to get the shit out of me.
What? How the hell do you do that?
You don't want to know. That shit wasn't good.
What he do, get a plunger or some shit?
No, but he would be trying to do it with his finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let me use these bullion balls, whatever the hell you call them. They put up those anal beads. Beats McDonald's.
But he also liked me to put on a strap on and fuck him in his ass. I mean,
oh,
I put your business out there, bitch, because you're one of the few people I don't like. Anybody who wants to know his name, I'll put out there.
Ooh.
He's one of the few people. I have no shame. I have pictures and a video.
Nice. This is interesting. Just say the name. See, I'm for you saying the name as long as you cool with it.
You know what? I won't give him the satisfaction because he might actually pick up some bitches who will like that shit. I'm into it.
She did it. She finally said my name. Yes, yes.
He's a stalker. No, he's serious. He starts.
Oh, he's a stalker. Well, fuck that. Don't
no,
say
you
shit,
know
no.
what? He got my Twitter when I first got on Twitter.
Oh shit.
And this was like years ago when I first got on Twitter.
Oh no.
I was checking my tweets because I was new to Twitter. I'm still a baby compared to a lot of people because all I got is 1,700 fucking followers. Everybody else got 10 and 12, 50, 100 million thousand. I got 1,700.
You got more than me. You got more than me. Good.
You'll have.
I have like over 1,300 and some change.
But, you know, I sit there and he was like one of the first people to follow me, but then I don't know if he realized that everybody could read what the hell he's posting. So he put on Twitter, oh, yeah, I get that shit. And I looked to see who it was. I was like, what the fuck is saying this? And I looked at it and I blocked his ass immediately. Oh, hell no, you're not going to start stalking me. I mean,
did the psycho music start playing when you saw his picture?
No, you know what? I don't know why he would even try to contact me because I'm a crazy bitch, you know. I sued him. Come on now. I sued him and won.
Oh, so, good for you.
I sued him and won, so that tells you I'm not the crazy bitch to deal with.
What you
sued
him for? What was the story?
Because
was talking?
He wouldn't give me back my laptop. He told me it was his, so I sued him. I didn't get my laptop. You keep that fucking laptop. I got, you know, and because I had been paying, I was a stupid bitch, but we won't get into it, but I won.
As long as you learn from your mistakes.
I learned.
There you go. Well, there you go.
But
we all make mistakes.
What do you have for the spring breakup?
You know what's funny? Back to the spring breakup, right? By the way, that was an interesting story. That's hilarious. That dude deserved to get fucked in the ass for being
anybody who wants his name, you can ask me. Send your question with his info to ask. That's ASASVADADY.
Yo, I might use a different email address just to get the.
I'm sure he's still out there. He's a
cuckoo for
cuckoo. I can laugh about it now, cause my baby, I know he's gonna get mad at me. But baby, I love you. I mean, I'm with somebody in the damn music industry. Come on now, I'm doing. I moved up on the food chain.
Yeah.
I love my man, and he loves me.
But
and
that's what counts. Exactly. And I'm happy for you.
You don't have the hand, asshole.
Yeah, I don't think so. He with you, there's no way. You know, he with you for the right reasons. You know. But look, but getting back to Mr. Dumbass over here, Rich Santos. He put at the end. I don't know if you saw this at the end. He goes, you know, after he put all this bullshit together, he goes, "I'm not sure why." This is him quoting, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
"I'm not sure why the breakups are lower than." First of all, this guy, he puts wrong like quotation shits all over the place like an idiot. He is an idiot, this fucking guy. Because then he goes, "I'm not sure why the breakups are longer than," then he puts a dash for some fucking reason. Then he goes, "Perhaps you can enlighten me." Oh, we're enlightening you, motherfucker. "What do you think of this study?" Your study is shit. While it's a small sampling, or at least you admit you didn't really put a whole lot of effort into this shit, some of the findings make sense. Oh, really? What are your thoughts? Well, we just gave them. If you listen to the show, you see what our thoughts are. It's stupid.
Our thoughts are that we're making an assumption. You're in your mid-20s. You really didn't do research. Now I'm wondering what the college education you got, because most journalists I know either are natural writers, you know, and they just, boom, write it off, or they've had some type of training. And for Marie Claire to allow this to even go up on their website, I want to know who did the proofreading and stuff.
Yes,
Marie
exactly.
Claire is a very reputable magazine, so...
Yeah, to be honest, I never heard of it till I went on Google, to be honest with you.
Well, Marie Claire is a very reputable magazine. I mean, it is on the newsstands. It's been on the newsstands. I've seen it forever. It's not some newfangled magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those glossy pages like Vogue, but Marie Claire is maybe for like a younger generation.
Oh, all right.
So, but it's very reputable. That's why I can't believe that the editors of Marie Claire let this go up.
Hmm. You know, another thing he also said, which I didn't really bring up, he said this study came from a men's health magazine that outlined the most common breakup points in the year of 2011. So he's all over the place. Men's health magazine, Facebook references, yeah, I don't know. It's not really a well-thought-out, real, you know, good, real good investigating, you know, because... It's not all about social media. You need to get, like you said earlier, it should, you know, age differences, you know, ask every age, you know, legal to older, you know, 18 to, you know, older.
But he should have looked at demographics.
Yeah.
Why do, like, everyone knows this has been proven scientifically. This is the end of winter, so... In September and October, there's going to be a whole lot of babies born because we've had a hell of a winter. Whenever there's a bad winter and people up in the house, children are made.
Oh, that's yeah, there's a lot of...
a proven fact. You
that's
know,
true, especially
you can
this
ask
winter.
Anybody.
Yep.
It's been cold since December. So you go 9 months from December, you're going to have a baby born in September. Now, January, you go 9 months out, that's September. you know, you're going to start in August. From August to November, it's going to be a whole lot of babies born for those of you who didn't take birth control and didn't use protection.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
a scientific study. That's fact. What he's doing, well, you know what, all I could say is that I would really like for him to contact me. You know.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. I should look up to see if he has a Twitter handle. Rich Santos.
You know what?
Rich Santos. You know that show Where Is Carmen Sandiego? Where is Rich Santos? Let's see. Where is Rich Santos?
We don't.
That's interesting.
Don't know. So what research did you find on the spring? Because we was talking about this, and I know you had some opinions on it. Rich Santos, we have our opinion on you. We've voiced it. You've got enough of my airtime.
Yes, more than enough. More than he probably ever had in his life. That's for sure. I mean, like I said, the Christmas one to me should be definitely up there. You have Christmas, and then if you want to, it's a battle between number one. You want to put Christmas first and then spring, summer, or spring, summer, Christmas? To me, that's the only two I ever heard. The rest, that's just really trying to break it down too much to me with the Mondays and, you know, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, okay, maybe that's legit, I don't know. But April Fool's Day, stupid. Summer, like we just talked about, that's the same as spring. You know, it's just warmer. You know, it should be just spring and Christmas. That could be one and two compared, you know. To me, Christmas, to me, should be number one. Because there's motherfuckers that just as it gets to be Thanksgiving, they be like, look, it's over. I'm saving my money. I mean,
and a lot of times it's because they don't want to fake the funk through the holidays. I mean, if it's been a horrible relationship, you do not want to fake the funk through the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Kudos to that person to do that, because it would be way fucking worse if you go through Thanksgiving, you go through Christmas, into Christmas Eve, I mean, to New Year's Eve, the ball drops, it's midnight, you kiss her, it's, oh, by the way, baby, it's over. Not cool. Not cool at all. So, in a way, you know, that person doing you a favor. You don't have to buy the person a gift.
And you know what? And you could talk about that person on Christmas Day. Yeah, that motherfucker wasn't shit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't make me come. He wasn't shit. Now, not to this next person, which I found on Google. This was like the second thing that was below Rich Santos, which I will find if he has Facebook or Twitter, believe that. By the end of the night, I will find this out. This is from www.asylum. I don't know what this Asylum. It is Asylum. As you can tell, I didn't go to college. Yeah, I didn't go to college. Sorry.
That ain't got shit to do with going to college. I mean,
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is from a guy named Jeremy Tyler. This was done a year before Rich Santos in 2011. This is in 2010. He goes by saying the end of a romantic relationship is most likely to occur about a week before Christmas or spring break. Ta-da! What were you just saying? I didn't even look at this, and I just wrote, see, this is exactly what I was talking about. But the week before Christmas is kind of strong, though. I don't know about that. But this is exactly what we were saying.
Yeah, you know why they do the week before Christmas? Everybody doesn't celebrate Christmas. So you got Hanukkah and everything around that time. So,
yeah.
You know, they might do it, you know, it might be right after Hanukkah for some people.
Yeah, he goes on by also saying, this is from Jeremy Tyler, ladies and gentlemen, you could look this up on Google. Writer and designer David McCandless used more than 10,000 Facebook status updates, here we go again, to determine when people are most likely to break up. In addition to the peaks right before Christmas and spring break, there is also a smaller surge prior to the start of summer. However, summer itself is the season when the fewest breakups occur. Monday is the day of the week when breakups are most likely to occur.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. While Christmas is the day of the year relationships are least likely to end. Really? Oh, okay. That's your opinion. Though they may be few, we're pretty sure most Christmas Day breakups probably involve an amazingly bad gift. There you go. That's his little short research.
Well, I will say I've never broke up with anybody on Christmas. I'll tell you a story when I was a teenager.
Okay.
And I stand by this. This tells you how much of a down I am. The guy I was dating, I knew him all through high school. We even almost got married twice. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Twice. Not once, but twice. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But I wanted a Coach purse. Served a Coach purse. And he went and he listened to his sister, who was much older than us. And she told him, he liked it when he picked out, I guess they were 10 purses, but they weren't, like two or three purses. I opened that shit. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is not a Coach. But I just picked out his mother's Christmas gift. You know, help pay for it. I mean, we done bought her purses and shit. And I got these cheap-ass purses. And his sister was like, well, I don't want to out them. I like them. I was like, good, you can keep them because I don't like this shit. So that was the closest to a Christmas breakup, because I walked out their house, hopped in my car, drove back home, and I said, you know what, when you give me a fucking decent gift, you call me.
Wow. How long were you dating?
We dated all through high school, so I was at the point where I could do that. This was like, I think I ended up with a nice-ass rock after that.
Oh, yeah? How many carrots? How many carrots?
Well, back then, a half a carrot was a lot.
Yeah, hell yeah. To be
about now. The ring was custom made for me. He went and had a ring made for me.
Oh,
so it was
you.
A lot of thought into it. Hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had been together all through high school, and then I went. Then I caught him cheating on me, and I sent him his fucking ring back through the mail and married some other asshole.
Wow.
And then we almost got remarried after I got my divorce, but he turned out to like crap. He liked me, so.
So wait a minute. So how many years after the first breakup did you see him again when you got divorced and shit?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
You should have went back to him after what he did the first time.
Well, you know what? I was the first. I didn't catch him. But I heard on the phone. I came to visit in Germany.
Okay.
And I heard a chick said she left his underwear in his room the night before. And that shit pissed me off.
Oh, so it was hearsay, but you didn't know for a fact if it was true.
No, but I had told him because we were young. We hadn't been with nobody but each other. And I had told him because we both went to the military. So I had told him, I was like, you know, we're getting married in a few months or in a year. I think we're getting married like a year later. And I had this nice rock on my finger, so it wasn't a secret. But I was like, you know what? I was like, I was going to go do my thing. You do your thing. And this way we won't have no regrets. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to be faithful. I'm not going to be bothered with no. Like, well, I'm letting you know, if somebody come along, I'm going to do them. Because I ain't get nobody but you. I'm going to keep it real. We in two different parts of the world. So I kept it real that I was out there doing what I wanted to do before we got married because I didn't want no secrets. He, on the other hand, said he was being faithful. You know, just because I was doing it, he wasn't going to do nobody. And a bitch tell, I hear in the background that some bitch said she left her underwear in his room.
Oh, boy.
It's a wrap.
Dun, 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 dun. Not good.
And that was like about Thanksgiving. We had broke up. Now, so that, but see, that was a breakup with a cause. It wasn't like I was mad. You know, it wasn't like it was built up. It was a breakup because I heard that, and I was like, how dare you lie to me? You know, we've been together all this time.
Hmm.
And then when I got my divorce, we got back together, and we dated, and, you know, his family, his mother was highly upset. Not that we got back together, but she's like, see, those children could have been my grandchildren. Why did you give me nothing?
You just did dumbass.
You know, so I was like the epitome of a good girlfriend. She couldn't stand me growing up, but she saw I had two children. They were beautiful children. I was back in college, you know. I was like the daughter-in-law that she really wanted. She's like, see, if y'all wouldn't have went to the service, she could have her master's in. You could be almost having your bachelor's. I mean... I know he probably hated my ass for that shit, because And, you know, we ended up breaking up a few months later because I found out he was on crack. So tried to do an intervention.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But wow. As a family, we tried to do an intervention, but I couldn't have that around my children. But he did the ultimate fuck up off the family. I'm at Thanksgiving with my son and daughter at his sister's house. And he walks in with a crack addict bitch.
What?
Me, being the person, since I'm not a family member, I was like, you know, we going to leave. So I wasn't upset. We wasn't together. You know, his sister and everybody, they was like, no, you stay. You got to go out. I'm not family, and, you know, I excused myself. It was the last time I saw his family. But to me, it was more respect on my part to leave because that wasn't my family, but they had invited me. And, you know, they never disrespected us. I mean, they opened up their arms. As a matter of fact, I think I'm better as an adult than they did as a teenager. It's like I was a cool-ass adult, but I was a bitch as a teenager.
Hey. We all were at one point when we were a young teenager, young and stupid at one point.
But I did see his niece. This was years ago. Me and my daughter was walking in one of the malls, and she walked up to me, literally came running up to me, and she's like, oh, my God. And my daughter is looking like, what the hell is this? This ain't none of my cousins. And I'm looking at her like, no, she's like, you used to date my uncle. And I gave her a hug, and she's like, remember when you used to take me movies? My mother. Look at me like, take people to the movies. She ain't take us to the movies. No, you my children. I don't do that shit for you.
You indifferent. You different. You mine.
But no, I used to, this was way before I had children, so I would go to her and, you know, take her to the movies and stuff. And she remembered me and after her uncle was doing, she said he had finally gotten clean, had a baby. I was glad I had no children with him because I got grown folks. He got little people. I don't do little people. Little people are for other people.
Yeah.
I like folks that say, get the fuck out. Listen, don't go to home. Oh, you got a car. Go sleep in that bitch.
Don't leave the car running too long.
Yeah, don't do carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially indoors in garage. That'd be stupid. Yeah.
But we have had fun tonight, but you know what? This point ain't over.
Ooh.
But everybody.
You know what?
What?
You know what? What? I found his Twitter handle.
Uh oh. So you know what?
I found his Twitter handle.
We're going to come back on that. But this is because my co-host tonight said that this was a good song. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Everybody on hold, and we gonna play this song. I recognize this. I'll be back in a minute, you guys.
Spread it on, don't be mean.
Baby, don't.
children most. Cause when I brag, I like to brag the most.
Anybody that knows the New York City area back in the day, I was going to do, this is WBLS, welcome to the quiet storm.
Well, actually, because for you guys, my co-host said the song, and I couldn't find it, and then I had to remember that I'm my baby, and that's one of the songs on there. We got a fuck CD. So, but he's also a DJ. So,
nice.
You know, I get every time if I sweet talk enough, he'll make me a nice CD, and you know, we'll be playing it, or I'll be listening, I'll be like, "Damn, baby, I need that." And next thing you know, CD. So, so I was like, "Y'all, I know y'all's like, damn, that's going kind of long, yeah, because that is truly the fucking song."
Yes.
I don't think we be hearing nothing else, you know. I think we here to be. I think. Well, I kind of. Well, okay. That's another show. Damn, baby. That's why I hate that you work nights. Because. I can't call you and bring you home from work.
I'm glad you like that song. I actually like that you picked a different version. That version I haven't heard in a while. You know, that version when he talks at the end like that.
Yeah. That's the top of the
show. Need to take a break again? Need to take another break?
Okay, you know. You know, you have to remember, I live with my dad. I just, like, baby, you know, I was listening to the CD.
I'm glad you like my pick. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I take credit. I didn't sing the song, but I thought of it. Thank you very much.
And I forgot I had, because, see, you know what? I don't be everything about my fuck music. You know, because, like I said, I think I like about 2 hours of that. I mean, it's a nice-ass CD. I mean, he's...
Wow.
Well, some people did some nice hooks for him. So
nice.
You'll hear, like, some people on the CD that he has, they did some hooks for him when he was with James. So, you know, I won't tell y'all who he is. I have successfully gone 5 years, and nobody knows who I am. Where did you post it? Is the picture posted with us? It might be a picture out there of us on Twitter from Exotica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's my mission tonight. I'm going to find that shit.
It might be on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think that I said anything, but it may or may not be out there. We've done pretty good with us not having pictures out there, even though I've been begging for pictures. That one was Exotica picture. he got a sexy picture with me.
Look at you. Well, whatever keeps the relationship alive. I'm happy that you're in a happy relationship. That's cool.
But we were working, so, you know.
Yeah, it's hard.
When you work,
yeah.
You got the on your face, like, hey! I was like, I want the wifey pictures. You know the one where, you know how you go up in the photo studio together. The ones I want. Okay. Everybody see me with my boobies out. You know, even though my boobies weren't out. But we
I really look now.
My boobies are never out. That's the one thing
go.
I would tell everybody. I pride myself. My boobies are never out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do have a few ass shots out there, but my boobies didn't out.
Sometimes it's better when you don't do that. It makes it more sexier that way, because then it gives you the imagination, like, oh, I wonder how it really looks, you know?
Well, people, if you ever listen to one of my guests, Randy, he talks about there's my Twitter page, me and my football jersey. So he's on father and step football jersey than a lot of people have.
Ain't nothing hotter than a hot woman in a football jersey. That is hot. Wearing nothing but the football jersey, I agree. That is very hot, yes.
But my football jersey was custom made for me, so I tell everybody, nobody has that jersey but me. I love it. You know, it's the only lady football jersey out there.
So what is it? Is it Barry Sanders Lions jersey?
No, it's actually my football jersey. It's V's After Dark football jersey.
Is it a Lions jersey?
No.
What's your team?
My jersey. It's no team. It's my.
Oh, it's just a show. I'm sorry. Gotcha.
It's my personalized jersey.
Nice. So even better. There you go. That's cool.
And it says on the back of it, the toilady.com.
Nice. There you go.
With the number one.
There you go. Plug.
Yes. Y'all know I'm bugging, so y'all in public, we have our jackets. No, we have blue jean jackets that we wear in public that have everything. Oh, I had to drop you a T-shirt in the mail, you know, for t-shirts out there that are not for sale yet. We're trying not to have too many ventures out there. But
Gotcha.
I don't want to be, like, known for selling toys and T-shirts and this and that, you know. I might have 5 million jobs, but I just don't advertise all 5 million of them.
By the way, that toy you tweeted out the other day, very interesting concept.
The bouncy ball?
Yeah, the old school kitty toy.
y'all know it's a flip on it. I'm telling you, I own one. I own the double.
Ah, that's what you call it?
No, it's a bouncy ball, but I own the double one. If you look at the toy...
Oh, really?
Did you blow up the picture?
Yeah, I saw the picture, but maybe I missed something there.
It's a dildo on it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I got I have another one that's also on my site that's a double. So it had two dildos on it.
Damn. Was that for you and your girlfriend?
No, front and back.
Oh, there you go. Oh, it could be if your ex-man, maybe he was.
You know what? He will get it.
That dude you mess with, maybe he'd be interested in that.
Bouncy ball, see, everybody could get a bouncy ball, and they could bounce around to my show, And they could have fun.
That's interesting. Hey, whatever, whatever makes them happy. As long
it's
we
got
give
the
them...
handles on it. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's straight up old school. You know that.
Yes. Was there a real name for that? I forgot. Was it called the bouncy ball?
I keep calling it the bouncy ball. It's
yeah,
actually,
I got to look that up. I got to Google that.
The website, thebelievey.com. It's
yeah,
one
there
of the
you go. Go follow that, everybody.
And it's only, wait a minute, let me not quote this because I know one of them is 105. Let's see. We're going to get the price right now. It is $85. It is called Magic Ball Single. Now, for those of y'all who don't know what you're talking about, go to the homepage. And, yes, you can click the picture and it'll blow up. But if you see, that is two handles with a dick.
Yep.
And, yes. And this is the description. It says, this bouncy ball with integral dildo will hold someone up to 330 pounds.
Oh, my
this
God.
This translucent PVC ball looks as sexy as it feels. Great for both vaginal and anal penetration. Built in on this side, a lot of users to stay there as they bounce up and down. It inflates like a typical pool toy. With double handle, with double chamber construction for strength and durability. The dildo has tapered head and raised vein textures on the shaft.
In other words, it looks real.
Oh, yeah. It's just pink.
Yeah, that'd be funny. So that shit could be used as a flotation device. They can use it in the pool, too.
I'm sure that. You know what? I wouldn't take that to the pool. But for those of you who are really adventurous, if you go to the products for her and click on dildos, you will see on that page, one at the top, the pink diamond magic ball double. And it's purple. And this one says the exact same description, except that you got like a butt plug on there. So you got the dildo in front and you got like the butt plug in the back. So you... I got to blow mine up. I haven't tried it because I bought mine as a demo. But I have the purple one. And that is $105. You got, but we got all kinds of toys on toys.com. Just those two. It's just that that's the new one of the new feature products. I always call it the bounce ball. It's actually the pink diamond magic ball. And you can be on our email list. I know. All my email subscribers, I know you guys are saying, we haven't gotten anything. Well, you know what? Bombard you with BS. I'm not for years. I'm not going to blow up the email with a bunch of them. And plus, we're trying to get a new, I want to make sure the emails are coming nice and cute. And so, I have some stuff going on when the summer comes.
Nice.
But, which is, so I got to thank you for coming on to being talking up a storm.
Yes, it was very, very, I had a great time. I hope you did too. I really appreciate the opportunity. I had mad fun. I hope everybody out there enjoyed listening to us babble for about an hour and 48 minutes or so.
We just got 10 minutes, though. But, you know, tell everybody, you know, we take a chance. You know me, I got to give props what they do, but tell everybody about the bench warmers because people who have never heard you before may not realize you already are out there doing your thing.
Yeah, it's a recorded podcast. I do it once a week. I do it's a sports podcast, but it's also could be on other things. I also have interviewed porn stars, ironically enough. I've interviewed music people, but not like well-known music people, just people trying to get their music out there. You know, I haven't had that in a while, but I like to push out people like that. And I've also had, like, people that are in the podcast industry. I've talked about wrestling, too. So it's a well-rounded type of podcast. It's not just your normal sports podcast. Mostly it is sports, and I give my opinions just like I do here, which is free and, you know, very unfiltered and, you know, you take it with what you want. You like it or you don't. That's the way it's supposed to be anyway, in my book. That's also what makes good radio. So as long as you're real and you put yourself out there, and you know, as long as it's not for shock, you're just saying what's on your mind, and you know, you're not hurting nobody, then it's fine. And that's what I do. I talk about the sports topics of the day, you know, stuff like that. You can go to www.thebenchwarmers.podomatic.com. You go there. I've done 61 shows. Yeah, that sounds about right, 61 shows. I've also done, during the baseball season, I do a baseball podcast for MLBReports.com. When we talk about baseball, I just did one just last week. I won't be doing another one until June because that's the seasonal type of podcast, unlike my own podcast, The Benchwarmers. So, yeah, I got that else going on. And you know, occasionally I get asked to do guest appearances like this one. And that's fun and something I love to do. It's something I've been doing now for over 2 years. I enjoy every minute of it. I have the pleasure of getting to know people like you and, you know, Naomi Banks and Misty Stone and even Leighton Benton and even Chase Perez, you name it. And it's fun. I've had, I think it's one of the main reasons why my Twitter following has gone up a little bit because of my show. I guess because of the way the personality that I am, that I have. So, you know, I enjoy it very much. And I hope to make this into my career, and we'll see what happens from here.
I enjoy having you. I know we have fun, and I'm sure my listeners said they scattered brain together.
That means it works.
I scattered brain, but, you know, it's always good to have someone who's probably as scattered brain as I am, but the male side. Plus, like I said, talk about sports a little bit tonight, you know, so it doesn't hurt that I sports, you know, I'm more of a boxing fan, so I really get into boxing. So a lot of times people laugh because they'll be like, you're a girl, you get into boxing. Out of all the sports, I love boxing more than anything else.
I used to like boxing back in the day, you know, when you had the heavyweights and the middleweights were the shit back then. You know, when you had
they got some good contenders out now. That's why I really, especially, he's out of Philly. He's a heavyweight. So I really, you know, because I do watch a lot of HBO boxing. That is like my addiction. If I could afford to have both HBO and Showtime, I'd always be in boxing heaven. Because I'm always, I kid you not, I'm the person who, I'm not the normal female. Because NBC Sports has boxing on like 3 or 4 times a week, and I will sit there and I'll see that it say boxing, and I'm like, boom! I'm watching the amateur boxing, I'm watching the up and coming boxing. Top one on HBO earlier this year. I actually knew him from before he got on HBO to do his national premiere from NBC Fox, and he's a heavyweight. He kick ass. So I really do get into my boxing. I mean, I was watching boxing this weekend when there was no boxing on. I'm like, okay, well, I can buy HBO Box 19. I was like, damn, I missed that fight. How did I miss that fight? One of the fights was because I was in Vegas, so I know how I missed it. But wow. I was like, you know, I can't wait till they used to have Monday Night Boxing here when I was growing up, and I said, if they ever bring back Monday Night Boxing like they used to have, I'm asking my dad because he's a big boxing fan.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when they used to have it on ABC every Saturday, and you would see main people. It wasn't like some amateur. You would see Muhammad Ali, you would see Larry Holmes, you know, you would see Marvin Hagler.
Leon,
you know,
Spinks.
Leon Spinks with his ugly ass.
My name ain't helping it either, but, you know, that's when you saw real boxers, and then you got over to, now you got Bad Boy Entertainment, and who's the other one? Golden Boy. You got Bad Boy and Golden Boxing entities that are out there now, and if you're not part of this camp, then you can't box over here. And it never was the two camps. It was just always boxing, and that's why I didn't understand. And that's why some of the contenders, maybe popular with Golden Boy, can't box the people in Bad Boy, and I think that's crazy, you know.
That's stupid. See, I hate that shit. You know, that's what I don't like about boxing nowadays. Back in the day, they would just fight. You know, I know there's money involved. I know it's a business, but, you know, nowadays, like, a main fighter waits till the other guy starts to get older, and then he goes, okay, now I fight you, because they don't want you to get embarrassed and get the ass whipped.
How many Manny Pacquiao fights are we going to watch? I mean,
yeah.
Time to sit his ass down. But you go back and run. He's a company in the Philippines. You go to your job. I mean, you money. You Daniel's daughter, Julio Chavez Jr. I mean, you done got your ass beat. Sit your ass down.
Mm-hmm.
Or box a contender. And that's really why I watch the heavyweights more, because they're just not coming out with a good group of heavyweights. Like I said, the guy is out of Philly.
Okay.
And he is really good. He's a black guy, but he's only been boxing for about 5 years, but he's kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
And he, when I say kicking some serious ass, he's put out there, and he's going to be, I could see him being the next heavyweight champ, because he's the only one out there really holding it down. He's doing real boxing, not that fancy shit. And
exactly.
Oh boy, got a 9-to-5, okay? He's still working his 9-to-5 job, even
Word.
Though he's done a premiere on HBO. He works for the Federal Reserve. Yes.
I'm liking this guy. I really like this guy. He was just fighting, like you said, last month or something?
He fought in January. I went and looked on my, I had to look at one of his old fights because I didn't realize I had missed it. Because I was like, why is there no boxing? Why is there no boxing? So I had to have some boxing fix this weekend.
Mm.
And I wish I could remember his name, because I said, I just watched one of his fights from January. And like I said, I saw him on NBC Sports boxing. And he's still, like I said, you know, true heavyweight contender. You know, he get out there and he thump with him. You know, ain't no trying to showboat. And he's, well, naturally, you could tell I didn't did my bio on him. And he actually got an apartment in the same building as his grandmother, because he gets up and works out like at 4 or 5 in the morning. And
yep.
Then he gets his son ready for schooling, and he goes to work for the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
And then when in the evening, he works out another 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
You know, he's 365 boxing, but raising his son and helping his grandmother. So I have, like, the utmost respect for him. And now that he's done his HBO debut, he'll probably, unless he gets a big ticket, I could see old boy staying, working his job at least for another couple of years, because, remember, boxers don't really have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely. Know, and he does have a son. So I could see him, you know, keeping something or finding a way to keep that health insurance. But, I mean,
of course.
But like I said, he's doing good. He's been out there for a few years, and like I said, I was following him on NBC Sports, and then I was like, damn, he's on HBO, you know. I was like, oh, it's just like I'm about to, you know, I want to see Amir Khan. You know, I'm like I said, I'm truly a boxing fan. Me and baseball, me and the Tigers, we really not liking each other right now, you know. Only because how many fucking injuries and trades are we going to do before next Monday? Our season opener, home opener Monday.
Yeah,
what's
the game you're going to lose in the first game of the season? Who is it to?
I have no clue. You know what? When they start winning, I'll start looking at them. I mean, I'm really having a problem with them. I'm trying to wrap my head around the damn Pistons, and it seems me sports going on right now for me. And I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm just a true Detroit fan. So when anybody say, why do you say that? I'm a true Detroit fan. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Red Wings fan. I'm a Tigers fan. I'm a Lions fan. I'm a Pistons fan. You know, and I tell everybody, I'm probably one of the biggest Lions fans, because I do bleed Honolulu blue. You know, I tell them, I don't care how bad they lose. I'm that person they talk about who's still going to be their fan. You're right, because just because you're losing don't mean that I'm going to kick you to the curb. I'm not going to be your fan only. But we got to close the show. Damn, we're down to 30 seconds.
Yeah, we could talk more and more about this if we had time.
Yeah. You can talk on Thursday. We can talk about sports on Thursday.
Oh, really?
An hour.
No, it's an hour show Thursday?
Yeah, 8:30 to 9:30. It's Ask Miss V.
Ooh, I'll be there.
So, you know, we have fun on Thursday. It's only an hour long, so it goes by quick. But I want to thank you for coming on, and you never know. You may be back permanently.
I hope so. It would be my pleasure to be your permanent co-host if it's possible. I really had a great time. I think you and me have a great chemistry together, in my opinion anyway.
Well, we could talk. We get tired of talking about everybody else. We could talk about sports, you know, as long as they, you know, we don't, you know, old girl on Instagram. I'm sorry, you know, I had to put that thing out there again. But,
no problem.
I want to thank you for coming on. And for everybody who's listening, make sure you listen next Tuesday to V's After Dark. And y'all know I'm going off, but I got to say thank you, too. my co-host, Yankee Man 1973, because I'm not going to fuck up his name. And
Acevedo. You should learn it, by the way. It doesn't take much to learn my last name. It's not that hard.
You know what? I'm so good with messing up a name. You know, maybe if I have a shot, I can say it right.
Well, take that shot and try to see it.
Right. But thank you, and you guys tune in next week to the Dark Web.
Later.